25th, three bands will take to the stage at Chicago's Color Club. With distinctive styles such as folksy Americana to indie pop punk, they'll wow the crowd with two wholly original songs and one cover. And anyone who's ever played music knows that a three-song set, especially with two originals, isn't the easiest task. Now imagine that writing the songs, learning the various parts, and even building relationships between bandmates all has to happen in just 7 weeks. That's been the case for members of Let's Rock Chicago Extended Play, which serves as an extension of the Girls Rock Chicago Music Education Program.
Being in a band is something I would do like in another life or in an alternate universe or something, because like just the task of it was like really daunting.
That's Eli Colon, a current participant in the Let's Rock Chicago Extended Play program and the guitarist for the band Sweet Thorns.
And I was like, oh, that's perfect. Like it streamlines it for you, because like you find people and then you have like a time frame to do it in, and like even though the time frame is challenging, it at least gives a little bit of structure.
For Colon, his band Sweet Thorns, and the rest of the participants in the program, Girls Rock Chicago is there to provide them with mentorship, as well as the resources necessary to accomplish their goal of putting together a small set for a concert. But these goals aren't limited to this specific event. In fact, this program is something of an anomaly, since most of Girls Rock Chicago's programs aren't targeted towards adults at all.
Girls Rock Chicago is primarily a summer camp for girls, trans, and gender-expansive youth ages 8 to 16. At camp, youth come together to form a band.
That's Madeline Leahy, the operations manager for Girls Rock Chicago.
They take instrument lessons. They write an original song together. They record and perform their song all in 1 week. They get to record in a professional studio, and our campers perform at venues like Talia Hall and Lincoln Hall. So, you know, how many like 8-year-olds get to say they've played Talia Hall?
But the problem is that takes a lot of money for instruments, instruction, studio time, as well as the cost of making it accessible.
We don't turn campers away for a lack of funds. We grant around 30%, 30 to 40%, depending on the year, of campers some amount of financial aid.
So how does this get funded? Well, partially from benefit events, which is where Let's Rock Chicago comes in. All the proceeds from this event go towards funding for the youth programs at Girls Rock Chicago. In addition to an opportunity to play a show, program participants also get the gratification of helping the gift of music go on for another generation.
I wish that there had been more programs like this when I was that age.
That's Hayes McIntosh, who is the bassist for Sweet Thorns.
To be able to, like, even just get the confidence that comes with participating in a camp like this. Mm. So I think it's really cool that it exists, and I'm really happy for the kids that get to participate in it.
Sweet Thorns vocalist Savannah Romero agrees.
Being able to know that I am contributing to give people the opportunity that a lot of us like didn't have like growing up, I think that that's just such an amazing thing.
In fact, this sentiment was shared across pretty much all of the band members I interviewed. A lot of them would have wanted this supportive and uplifting space to explore creativity and expression when they were younger. And while they can't change their own past, they can help change the future of others. But that's not to say it's easy work. There are quite a few challenges facing our magnificent musicians. Firstly, there's figuring out how to communicate and bond as a band, since all of the members prior to this program had never met before. And then there's also scheduling, with the intricacies of full-time jobs, childcare, and other facets of life. Finding a couple chunks to work on your set can prove to be trying. And then there's songwriting. All the bands have to write two original songs, which on paper may seem easy, but in reality, it's often a different story.
I've never written a song before in my entire life. Like, I always have melodies in my head, and you know, I write various little things. I mean, I write for a living as a lawyer, but, you know, not as much on a creative basis.
That's Erica McPhee, who, besides practicing law, is also a member of the band Retrospects. While McPhee may have been initially critical of her songwriting abilities, she later warmed up to the idea.
So I just, like, was able to just sit down, knock out something, and I'm like, okay, well, it's a first draft, you know, no big deal. And then, you know, I said I could always edit it. And then when I look back at it, I'm like, oh, I'm actually impressed myself because I don't hate it. I was like very surprised.
That song that McPhee wrote will be one of the ones performed on the 25th in Retrospects' set. Sometimes, though, life just ends up throwing a curveball, as is what happened with Eli Colon and the rest of Sweet Thorns.
Our drummer had like a personal emergency, so our original drummer, so she had to drop out.
Which meant a few drummerless rehearsals, but it eventually led the group to Stevie Rezac.
I just saw an ad on Instagram that was like, we need a drummer emergency. And I was like, okay. So I didn't actually apply for the specific program.
But despite coming into the program late and not knowing the other three members, Rezac was able to click immediately with the rest of Sweet Thorns.
And it was like, oh, this sounds complete now.
And while yes, there are these points of struggle, ultimately there is a lot of joy and triumph.
I do remember that when we came up with the band name for the first time, we just kind of kept saying it. We're like, wait, Sweet Thorns, that sounds cool. And then we were like, wait, what if that was our band name? And then that was the day that we officially had said that that was the name that we were going to go with. And we were just all jumping and glee and stuff.
Similarly to Romero and the rest of Sweet Thorns, Retrospect has also had some highlights, as mentioned by Stephanie Bulander, the drummer and vocalist for the band.
I'm excited for the show, but I'm really nervous because I feel like it has been a time crunch too, because we've only been really, getting together once a week for a few hours and but it still has been fun.
As the show date gets closer and closer, the question of the band's respective futures has come into question. Some may wonder if there's a life beyond Let's Rock Chicago extended play. Sweet Thorns already has an answer to that question.
When I was starting in the program, I'm like, oh, it's only gonna last for 7 weeks, and when it's over, I'm not gonna see them anymore. But nah, we're like this.
That's Romero again.
Let's play book club. We're just very determined and excited to continue and make more music together.
Stevie Rezac agrees.
To me, it wasn't just we'll finish this program and that's cool. It's I joined a band and we're gonna do so many projects together.
Currently, Sweet Thorns has entered DePaul's Battle of the Bands. Hopefully, though, they will have many more gigs to come. And even if this is the last hurrah for some of the bands in the program, many are still thankful for the experience Girls Rock Chicago has given them, including Stephanie Bulander.
They're giving us enough room to be creative and meet on our own and actually be a band, but also they're there for support. And they've always been there, and anytime we've had questions for anything, because that's what their whole point is. And I think the really fun thing about this organization that I've noticed is they want to provide the same fun environment that they do to the kids, to us, because all of us are kids at heart.
So whether it's for the badass musicians of today or the rock stars of tomorrow, Girls Rock Chicago is here to help them hit the right notes every step of the way. Girls Rock Chicago's Let's Rock Chicago Extended Play show will be held April 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Tavern in the Color Club in Chicago. Tickets are $15, and their website will be taking donations to fund next year's youth programs until the 25th as well. For WNUR News, I'm Sophia Quesa.